No, I mean, we used to walk the sheep Knethmet, right up to Cabrick in the spring. We lambed them during Knethmet and then walked them up to Cabrick. We took them down about sometime in January, depending on the roads and that. There used to be a lot of snow at that time, getting the roads was blocked and that, and we often couldn't get them down. We just had to leave them there until the road was clear, and then we took them down and the lambed at Knethmet. He had a family there as well. So they lambed there and then walked them up to Cabrick. Maybe 100 at a time, maybe 120, just a few at a time. Ewes and lambs.
How long did you work up there?
I think it was with him. I left in the wintertime with him, went back to Lamin again, and worked with him in the summertime.
Was this when you were a young man, or?
Just 20 odd.
And you had your sheep dogs for that as well?
Oh, I you know, good dogs to keep them in the road and that, and for letting cars pass and that with the young lambs.
So you work up there in the spring and the summer as well?
Oh, I was there in the summertime. It's clubbing time and all that. Looked after them in the summertime.
So did you have to walk long distances?
There was a lot of sheep walked in the road at that time, through here, and big lots of sheep. There used to be a guy who used to walk on Ferrini right up to Braemar.
Oh, wow.
3 or 4 days it took.
Yeah.
A man, Cooper, used to walk him right to Braemar.
Long way.
I took a few days.
And did you ever walk for a couple of days, or?
No, that didn't take Cabrick. We did it in one day.
Yeah.
We walked there in one day.
It's quite wild up there, isn't it?
It's wild in the winter time.
And how did you get from here to the Cabrack to start your work, or did you live up there as well?
I lived there. There was one summer I went back to Knethmet every night and went up through a day.
And was that you would drive to Knethmet?
Oh, it was a Land Rover. But there's lots of sheep walking the road, I'd say.
Was that the old drove road, so?
Oh, there's lots of them went through. There was another lot, Fake Abrach used to come down here a lot. Smithy got them, and they had a good lot of smith, 300, 400, and they come down here to pastures all around the boot in the back end.
Okay, so you were moving them onto new pastures?
Well, there wasn't much for them in the Cabrick in the winter time.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough for them to eat there. They come down onto different ground.
It's pretty sparse up there, isn't it?
It's all right in the summertime.
So did you prefer working up there when it was summer?
Oh, I liked it all right,
Maybe a bit harsh in the winter, was it for you? Just have to get dressed up warm.
You had to walk, when the road was blocked, from Knethmet up to the Cabrick. If the road was blocked.
And how long would that take you?
Oh, it took nearly a day. I went up, left in the morning, maybe about 4 or 8, and went up there and fed the beast and walked back again.
Gosh, just to feed them.
Some days it was as windy as the fit you was feeding them on and blew all over the place. But they didn't often hit a walk, it was just if it was a bad storm. Used the Land Rover most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and it could get over some snow, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you ever take them to market as well? Or?
Well, they were sealed. There was a sale in the Cabrick at that time.
Oh, wow.
I sealed the lambs up in the Cabrick at that time.
Yeah. It's pretty quiet up there these days.
No, but the pains is all doing now. Mm-hmm. There used to be a market in Rainy as well. That's all gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a market in Stradone. That's gone.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In Alford, that's gone.
The mart.
Gone too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And of course, that's the Heritage Museum now, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So was the Cabrack a busier place? More people
living
there?
Well, it was just one sale in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just one sale in a year. I think Rainy was the same. There's just cattle at Rainy.
Mm-hmm.
One day sale in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they walked the cattle fair up round about here down to Rainy and sailed them there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no way of transporting them on the road? You had to just walk?
Just walk them slow mm-hmm. down the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's been maybe a good few farmers, but maybe half a dozen each, and eight maybe, or four maybe, and put them all together and then walked them down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with the dogs as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a good lot of folk, because there was a lot of folk belonged to Beeson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of them wasn't accustomed to dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they just had to kind of work them without dogs. Mm-hmm.
That sounds tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the cattle was easier managed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't near as wild.
Oh, really?
Oh, there was a different breed of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
So they just use different ones now, do they?
There are different breeds, just limousines and that nowadays are wilder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So were they just more accustomed to people, or was it just in the breed?
Different breed of cattle. Nearly all Aberdeen Angus crosses that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's crossed to Aberdeen Angus cattle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So when people talk about the local Aberdeenshire cattle, they mean the Aberdeen Angus, do they?
Mm-hmm. And there's a few short horns too, look at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And of course they were bred quite near to here, weren't they?
No, they're
quite a pretty far kind of area.
There's a lot of folk going into them again, I say. Mm-hmm. Going into short horns and Aberdeen Angus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're a lot easier managing that wild.
Yeah.
So
when you stayed at the Cabrack when you were working there, where did you live? In the farmhouse?
Ah, there was a house here at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the staying, it's a while to the left, you see, too, can you get over the Cabrack? It's a great bit of wall over to the left, but maybe a mile of wall across. You just see the stadium and that in the house. The laird he built burnt the house.
Why?
He didn't want folk up there, so he burnt the house.
Which folk didn't he not want up there?
He didn't want folk living in a house up there.
Really?
He burnt two or three houses up there. I think he burnt another in Cadbury Bay. That was burnt as well.
What a shame.
But he got into trouble for that. Well, there's nobody who would live up there now.
No.
No.
It's just a bit too far out, isn't it?
No.
Too remote. So this was the laird that had the... Was the laird when you worked there?
It's still the same laird. Still the same laird as burnt houses.
What, that's there now?
He's still there. Right?
Were people coming and sort of camping out in them without his permission?
No, they were just... I don't know, they just didn't want to. I suppose it may have been the poll tax. I don't know what it was, but...
The what, sorry?
That... community charge you got now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe didn't want to.
You didn't want to pay for it or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of man was he? Was he?
I've never ever seen him, but he's not a very good man, I fear.
Okay.
He didn't get a very good name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So you were working up there for a farmer. It wasn't for the laird?
No, never really. The farmer had it rented.
Uh-huh. He had his own land, did he?
He had two or three farms he had. No, I ain't the one. You see, in that house, it was empty all the time.
So you must have been quite fit and healthy if you were doing all that walking, were you?
I've never.
Yeah. So if you were staying on the farm itself, was it, did you get fed?